You can see Pierce the Veil at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th. And also, you get into the drawing to see them in Sydney, Australia. It is the K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 3. Your chance to win coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb today. A guy left his wallet at the scene of the crime. We're going to talk to Memo Torres from LATaco.com. We are going to talk about Sydney Sweeney doing the right thing and draping bras on the Hollywood sign, Don't Hate. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, tickets for you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum. And we've also got tickets for you to go see Pierce the Veil.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, good for you.
Actress Sydney Sweeney could find herself on the wrong side of the law tonight.
We'll hear about that next on K-Rock. Tickets for you to see Pierce the Veil at their show at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th are coming up in 20 minutes at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. You also qualify to see them in Australia as well. Sydney Sweeney might be going to jail.
Actress Sydney Sweeney could find herself on the wrong side of the law tonight.
I won't stand for it.
A promotional stunt for her new lingerie brand involved the Hollywood sign, and according to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, Sweeney went too far.
I won't hear of it.
Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter live in Hollywood to explain. Leanne.
Mark, the Hollywood sign is just up the street here. It's not only a popular tourist draw, it has also been the star of numerous films and TV shows.
I feel like we're all familiar with the Hollywood sign. Do we really need its backstory?
But a recent bra-slinging shoot by actress Sydney Sweeney could have her facing charges.
This is her crawling around with the bras to put them on the Hollywood sign.
A covert mission by actress Sydney Sweeney to cover the Hollywood sign in a clothesline of bras has some crying crime.
I'm sorry, but people don't cry crime. That's not a thing. Stop it.
Fans commenting on her Instagram where she posted the video, this is literally vandalism and trespassing.
I'll allow it.
Another writing, isn't this illegal? The guerrilla marketing campaign for the 28-year-old's new lingerie line shows Sweeney and her crew crawling through the metal fence around the historic landmark and hoisting themselves up to the sign.
Gotta be honest, it kind of looked fun.
I'm gonna get caught at this rate.
The publicity stunt now going viral and potentially putting her on the other side of the law.
Stop saying it like she's gonna go to jail. That's absurd.
The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, which oversees the sign, says the production was not authorized.
What a shocking development.
Saying that they, quote, are still investigating how and under what authority, if any, the production accessed the site.
I mean, I have that answer. None.
Then Sweeney releasing the full production. The team loaded into a van with black duffel bags, making their way through the Hollywood Hills high above the city to the sign. This isn't the first time the Tinseltown landmark has been the target of a prank. New Year's Day 2017, an artist turned the O's into E's, transforming Hollywood into Hollyweed.
Standing O!
And ending up facing a misdemeanor charge of trespassing. The Emmy-nominated actress could face the same fate.
Oh, case dismissed. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, oh my God, did I win?
Yes, you did. Who is this?
Yes! Let's go, it's Donnie.
Donnie, you win. You got tickets to see Pierce the Veil in San Diego at Petco Park. And you're on the standby boarding list to see him again in Sydney, Australia.
Let's go.
It's a brand new song from Bruce Springsteen, a anti-ICE protest song. And we have from LATaco.com, Memo Torres. Hi, Memo.
Hey, how you been, man?
I'm doing well. How have you been?
I've been busy, man. They're keeping me busy out here.
They are, aren't they? Grades. How many days has it been?
It's been, today's 236.
And I saw on your site, for those of you that don't, you know what? Tell people what LA Taco is that may not know.
LA Taco is a local street-level publication that writes about food, local news, art, and culture. And lately, we've been at the forefront of covering ICE every single day.
And tell them what kind of organization you're doing with Community Watchers.
Yeah, we're on the ground. We're connected with all the rapid responders, local nonprofits, immigration groups, constantly keeping track of where ICE Border Patrol is raiding, their movements, confirming kidnappings, abductions, anything that's happening out in the streets.
What does what happened in Minneapolis do to you?
Well, it just scares us a little bit because we know right now we're dealing with only about 100 to 200 agents. They have about 3,000 agents. We just saw Bovino left. And just today I got in a report that I'm going to break later on today. You get the first dibs on this, but they just purchased 28 new vehicles. They're at the Adelanto facility, and they're going to be coming to L.A. So the escalation is coming to L.A. It's guaranteed. So people need to be prepared.
Are they changing tactics?
Their strategies on how they do their raids is constantly changing. They used to do cluster raids where they target one neighborhood and just kind of go through the main boulevards. What we're seeing now is that they're still doing that a little bit, and then they go to the MDC Detention Center in downtown L.A., and then they start targeting the neighborhoods around downtown L.A. And today, that's all they did. They were in South L.A., they were in East L.A., Boyle Heights, El Sereno, Northeast L.A., which includes Highland Park. They were in Cypress Park. They were in Echo Park, Silver Lake, Koreatown, Filipino Town. They were everywhere today. Today was a record day. I'm looking at my sheet right now, over 30 raids. That's something I used to report for a whole week when this started. They just broke the record today.
That is not a record that you want broken by, for sure. When you see what happened in Minneapolis, does it restore your faith in how important it is for people to video this?
Yes, it reemphasizes video. Video is the most important tool you have. These little phones are the most important tool you have to capture everything, to capture the abuses, the civil rights abuses, the murdering, the tackling, the kidnappings, everything. This is the most important tool you have. I am constantly recording all the footage that's going out there. I'm creating an archive, and it's useful. It's very useful. It's become useful in courts for lawyers to protect people's civil rights. It is the most important thing you can do.
And I was watching Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he was pointing out that even with the video of the things that went on in Minneapolis, we're being lied to. We're being told what we watched didn't happen. And that's why it's important that we're able to watch and see. Because if they're going to lie to us when it's obviously a lie, what will they do if there's no video?
Well, that's exactly the point. What are they doing behind the scenes when we don't know what's happening behind the scenes?
Right.
There's a lot of ICE arrests going on in their offices, at their you know, regular appointments. What's going on in the detention centers and places they don't let us go in?
Yeah.
It's a scary thing to think.
Well, you can follow along with Memo Torres at LATaco.com. Do you have social media for people to follow?
Yeah, LA Taco on all our social media platforms. I'm personally El Dragón de Los Angeles. That's a mouthful, but you'll find my tags in there.
Memo, thank you. You do good work.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
You bet.
Representatives from the West Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office say that a 32-year-old man is officially facing charges after he allegedly burned his own house down earlier this month.
Excellent. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. One of the best moments from last year was Oasis at the Rose Bowl, even though a drunk guy jumped on my head and I had to punch him in the chest to get him off. That was good times. People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Representatives from the West Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office say that a 32-year-old man is officially facing charges after he allegedly burned his own house down earlier this month.
That's something you don't see every day. Man burning his own house down. Why would he do that?
Because he didn't want to clean up a mess left by his new dog.
I'm sorry, I thought you said because he didn't want to clean up a mess left by his new dog.
Because he didn't want to clean up a mess left by his new dog.
Yep, heard that right.
The whole thing started when dispatchers in Randolph County received a 911 call from the suspect, 32-year-old Randy Nefkin.
So he lit his house on fire, then he called 911.
Nefkin stated that his house in the community of Maybe was on fire and that the blaze had originated in the attic.
You know, they can tell where the fires start, right?
Upon extinguishing the flames, though, almost immediately things didn't add up. Despite what Nefkin had told emergency responders, the fire had not originated in the attic. In fact, it was clear that multiple fires had been started all over the residence.
Multiple fires all over the residence. Well done.
Each of which were separate and were from different heat sources.
I mean, that's pretty thorough.
When Nefkin was confronted with this information at the end of the investigation, roughly 2 weeks later, he apparently admitted to what had really happened. He allegedly told authorities that he burned his own house down because his new puppy had pooped all over the place, and he didn't feel like cleaning it up.
What a lazy bastard!
As if this wasn't wild enough, police say that after the fire, Nefkin went online and created a GoFundMe campaign to try and raise money to rebuild his house.
Excellent.
On the now defunct page, the 32-year-old wrote that he needed cash to help pay for the damage because he, quote, didn't really have a lot of money.
I don't know, next time, clean up the poop, maybe?
Nethkin was arrested on October 18th and has now been charged with first-degree arson. It looks like he's going to have even less money now, because according to the last available update, he was being held in the county jail on $20,000 bond.
That climber, Alex Honnold, who climbed the Taipei 101 in Taiwan that was just streamed on Netflix, he had a playlist, and it was mostly this band, Tool. And then that noise gets louder. We know how this ends, right?
Yeah, I've heard it a couple times.
We know
times.
How it ends.
Uh-huh.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 Catch of the Day on the way. Right now, Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. KROQ.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a man in a Romanian prison is currently facing additional charges after he somehow managed to hack into his facility's IT system. Once he was inside, he started by increasing his ability to make purchases while inside. From there, he reduced his sentence by making it seem like he had spent more days inside than he actually had. Soon, he began doing this for other people, managing to bestow such benefits onto 15 others before getting caught. The Romanian government says they're currently investigating how this happened and are making an effort to try to prevent it from happening again. No word on whether the prisoners will be required to return all of the cup of noodles that they bought with their fake commissary money, but I say they should let them keep it,
right?
I love it. I think so. Number two, a Waymo vehicle lost control and crashed into several parked cars this past Sunday morning on a narrow residential street in Echo Park near Dodger Stadium. I don't know if you, did you see any of this video?
I didn't, no.
All right, well, there's the video which shows the vehicle veering off the road, going into the hillside, and then smashing into a bunch of parked cars.
Wow.
As it came back onto the street. The vehicle involved was not operating autonomously at the time. It was being manually driven by a Waymo employee or autonomous specialist.
Behind the wheel?
They were controlling it. So they weren't driving. They weren't physically in the car.
They can do that?
I guess so. So... okay, so we're going to
get... Was that person drinking?
I have no idea what was going on, but and they're investigating, and they're not saying anything about
wow.
it right now. So luckily, there was no passengers inside. A neighbor narrowly avoided being hit and had to run to safety as the vehicle careened around the hill. So Waymo, they're investigating this right now, and they've grounded the employee driver who's under investigation right now. No serious injuries reported, but... There's also this conspiracy that I've been seeing going around online talking about how Waymos are, in fact, not fully autonomous and that there's actually prisoners who are working for Waymo inside a prison and guiding the cars. And you know I love a good conspiracy,
You
Kev.
Love it more than most,
you
but that's
know
incredibly
I do.
Dumb.
It's, well.
You love it.
Love it
I know
so
you
much.
Do.
But I didn't know that they were at all driven by real people. I did not know
in
that.
In prison as well.
In prison.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, more to be revealed. And number three, users in the ChatGPT subreddit have started noticing a strange new personality trait emerging in ChatGPT, and it's making them feel uncomfortable. According to multiple posts, ChatGPT is calling people babe unprompted.
Oh, no.
Last week, one member of the subreddit confirmed that ChatGPT started calling her babe out of nowhere, despite having never flirted with the chatbot before. She wrote, I'm losing my mind a little bit because ChatGPT has been calling me babe out of nowhere, and it's awkward as hell. A separate user reported the same strange behavior, noting that ChatGPT even started calling her a nickname that only her parents use, saying that she never once told it the nickname. OpenAI just released its latest model, which is supposed to be faster, smarter, and more creative. The update also comes with new personality settings, which allow users to tweak ChatGPT to their liking, which can be handy for users who want to flirt with ChatGPT.
Sure.
So there you go, baby. All right, I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I love to hear Jed's laugh every single day. Later this year, Papa Roach has a new album coming out. This is a brand new song called Wake Up Calling. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Brand new Papa Roach called Wake Up Calling. I love that song. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I just want to start by saying nobody feels like cleaning up their dog's poop.
No, of course not.
No one feels like
no,
that.
No,
that's
you gotta
never
do
good.
It.
But
yeah.
You do it because you have to do it.
Right.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. This story, this dude got a new puppy, mm-hmm. and it pooped all over the place, and he didn't want to clean it up.
Okay.
So he lit his house on fire.
What?
Representatives from the West Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office say that a 32-year-old man is officially facing charges after he allegedly burned his own house down earlier this month because he didn't want to clean up a mess left by his new dog.
Oh, my God.
Dude's
what?
32. Literally set like 5-6 fires all over the house to make sure it burned, then called 911 and said, my house is on fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he didn't want to clean up the dog poop. I was like, what? That's a level of, is it lazy? No.
I mean.
Maybe he was super high?
I hope so. You know what I mean? I hope no one in their right mind was
would
doing
do
this.
That and just
yeah.
go, you know what? This way I don't have to clean up my dog poop.
Yeah. But I do think it is extreme laziness.
It is extreme laziness,
yeah.
for sure. Even if you're high, it's crazy that you would set your house on fire. That is insane.
The overreaction.
The laziest thing I ever did was order Dairy Queen blizzards to be delivered.
Oh, yes.
Only. Didn't
yes.
have dinner. That was my dinner. Didn't
yes.
have anything else. Just order Dairy Queen blizzards, had them delivered. Felt like a fat slob and loved it.
Oh, that sounds
so great.
That's the best idea I think you've ever had. I'm so with that. I'm so on board. Yeah, I mean, I've done similar. You know, I've ordered like from 7-Eleven. I just wanted like a Twix ice cream bar and got that delivered. What I also do, which is terrible, especially when I was living at my old place because it's a condo.
Right.
And so I would get Amazon delivery packages and I would stack the boxes like near my door. Because I didn't want to take the boxes downstairs. So
what?
I would like stack and stack and stack, which
oh,
creates
the empty boxes.
The empty boxes,
oh, yeah.
which would become an even bigger
fire hazard
issue
sure.
and a fire hazard. And then one day I'd just have to break them all down. And I'm like, if I just did this one at a time, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, lazy.
All right, laziest mm-hmm. thing you've ever done. That's the topic. Laziest thing you've ever done. 800-520-1067. That is the phone number. It is story time. We like to do this every day at this time. And you can call and or text 800-520-1067.
And for the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
The laziest thing you've ever done. K-Rock, hello.
Yes. So I essentially, one day I made my bed and I was so lazy to need to do it the next morning that I slept on top of my sheets for the next 2 weeks.
What the hell?
Wait, you slept on top of your sheets for 2 weeks because you didn't want to make the bed again?
Yep, I didn't want to make the bed.
Wow, and were you throwing a blanket on top of yourself or what? Raw dogging it?
Yeah, no, I would never raw dog it. I had this like small thick blanket that I would just put on top of myself.
Did you Probably, think, what's happening to me?
I was like, maybe I should go get checked out.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking your calls on the laziest you've ever been.
800-520-1067.
The laziest you've ever been.
310 says, I got tired of washing dishes, so I got paper plates and cups. When I was about to run out, I didn't want to go to the store and buy more. So that's when I got to my last few ones, just started rinsing them off with water. They were clean enough to last me another week or so. Hey, that is great recycling right there. Reuse and recycle.
Or lazy.
Yeah.
One or the other. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, very happy about these calls because they make me feel so much better about myself. We are talking about the laziest you've ever been.
And you can call us at 800-520-1067. The best phone call we're going to send you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum.
All right. Laziest you've ever been.
So my story, it happened years ago. I was in college, and we used to have these long parking lots. And I used to circle around and find a spot. There was no spot near my dorm, but there were plenty of spots away from it, maybe like 150 yards away.
Right.
But instead of taking that, I drive further away to a different parking lot where I would be closer to a shuttle stop that would drive me to my dorm and leave me maybe roughly about 30 feet closer than walking to my dorm and taking a further spot near my dorm.
That is exceptional. That's something.
So it was like an extra hour and a half.
Oh, my God. Dude. That is wild.
I was a little heavier then.
Yeah, I'll bet. K-Rock, the laziest you've ever been.
One time I lost my fob in my car, and I was too lazy to look for it, so I just drove my car like that for 2.5 years until the battery died, and I finally had to find it.
So for 2.5 years, somebody could have stolen it without any trouble at all.
100%.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Laziest I ever been is I work in downtown L.A., and it's one of those buildings where there's, like, restaurants on the bottom and offices on top.
Right.
And I was just super, super tired one day, and I was like, you know what? I could go outside. I could go for a walk and get my lunch. But no, I totally Instacart it and made him go up to the 12th floor and deliver my food to
me. You had your food delivered from the bottom floor of your building?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
You rule.
It was just like one of those days where I was like, I'm not getting out of the office.
We've all had them.
Yep, we sure have.
I cannot adult today, so.
Wow, you're going to be hard to beat.
That is pretty
great.
Yeah, uh-huh. K-Rock, the laziest you've ever been.
Well, there's been so many times, but once I was working at an appliance, high-end audio video store, they had to wear a shirt and tie, and I just could not bring myself to do laundry. So I ended up wearing the same pair of pants for 10 days in a row. On the last day, one of my coworkers said, Mark, I've been meaning to tell you, you miss the same belt buckle every day, or belt loop every day.
So he thought you were doing it wrong every day, and you just were repeating what you did yesterday.
Yeah, because I hung the pants up with the belt already in them.
Yep.
Didn't notice it.
That's pretty great. You people are coming through, I got to say. Today's been pretty great.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite topics.
We have been taking your phone calls about the laziest that you've ever been. You have a story?
So one time when I was still living at home, I was so lazy I didn't want to use the restroom across the hall, so I peed in a pile of laundry that I was going to do the next day.
Oh, my God.
You are kidding.
No.
Were you living by yourself?
I was not. I was still living with my parents.
Oh, my God. Were you avoiding your parents?
No. It was in the middle of the night. They weren't up. I just did not want to leave my room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
That's exceptional. You do good work. K-Rock, hello, the laziest you've ever been.
I was at the gym, and I had a really hard workout, and my gym's across the street from my house. But after my workout, I called my husband to pick me up.
You're like, I already did the exercise limit for the day.
Did he do it?
To my credit, it's a really steep hill from the gym to my house. He did.
I love it.
Yes, legend.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, the laziest thing I ever did was call K-Rock for a career and then order my meds online, you know?
Okay. Okay, all right.
Think about the hemorrhoid creams.
That's a great call. Thanks. K-Rock, hello.
I wanted a hot dog for dinner, but the only hot dogs we had were the ones in the freezer. So what I did was I went ahead and took out a hammer and a screwdriver and kind of chipped away at the hot dog to get a hot dog out. And instead of defrosting it, I just ate it frozen.
Okay, well, first of all, I think that's very unlazy. You put a lot of effort into the screwdriver and the hammer, and chewing it while frozen sounds like a lot of effort.
I just didn't want to take the time to, it takes a while to defrost the hot dog.
Yeah, no, yep. Understood.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll allow it.
Sure.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. Wow, that's insane.
Oh, wow, we had so many good ones today, Kev.
Who is our nasty listener that pees in her
own
clothes?
Pee in laundry, that's Elena.
Elena, yes. Hello?
Hi.
Elena, I love you so much.
We're so happy with you because you told on yourself something so embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, so I guess a little less embarrassing.
I mean, I'm assuming it was embarrassing. I don't know that for a fact.
But either way,
congratulations.
When you hear it on the air, it's pretty embarrassing.
But worth it.
Yes, because you're our winner.
Yay!
Woo! Woo! You're going to go see Florence and the Machine at the Forum.
Your pee paid off.
Woo!
About 20 years later.
Pierce the Veil is playing at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th.
So I'm going to be hooking you up with those tickets for that and putting you on the standby boarding list to see them in Sydney. That's coming up at 6 on K-Rock.